What a powerful song. You got your, how many of you got a Bible with you? Wave them at me. Wave them. I preach from the Bible. I'm not here to tell stories or fables. I'm preaching from the Word of God. It's the Word of God gets you saved. Somebody help me preach right there. Turn to Luke chapter number 5. Luke chapter number 5. As you're turning, let me give you some expedient prayer requests. We have a lot on our prayer, but I'm trying to target this morning. I see Tom and Rose here this morning. Brother Tom, his dad Charles, went home to be with the Lord yesterday evening in peace, and he's with the Lord and told his son he was ready and he was going on to heaven. So he's with the Lord right now. One of our dear men, actually same age as I am, was born the same day I was born, Mike Edwards. I want you to pray for Mike. He's having something similar that I'm going through. He went into atrial fib yesterday. And when you go in that the first time, it just like knocking you off. I mean, knocking you down. You can't hardly move. So pray for him. Chad and I got to see Bill Saunders. Bill is critical. He's in bad shape. I want you to pray for him. He's lost 70 pounds in 3 months. And but he still has a good wit about him, strong in his voice. And we were able to talk frankly. I'm glad when you're saved, you can talk about death. It don't scare you. Because we got something on the other side. Also, Rich O'Brien's not here this morning. Pray that he, he's able to have surgery this coming Wednesday. Now, there's been some COVID around him, and we're praying he doesn't get it and he can have surgery. Also, his mom, Judy, will have some fluid drained from her tomorrow, I believe. Is she? Well, I didn't see you. I thought they said you a while ago. Well, look at that masked lady here today. God bless you. She yelled. I didn't see you, Judy, till just, God bless you. Give her a hand for being here. Amen. God bless you. I love her. Meant to call her yesterday, so I'll just say hello. Amen. Luke chapter 5, will you? And since the hour's a little late, you're going to have to listen fast. Somebody say amen. But I am going to preach what I'm going to preach. I may not get all of it done, but I'm going to get the part I know I want to get done. Look at Luke chapter number 5, and in your Bible, I hope everybody's watching. I hope you follow me as I preach. I'm an expository preacher. I preach line upon line, precept upon precept, so it's not real hard to follow me if you just follow me in the Bible. Everybody online, America needs to hear what I'm preaching today. You share this right now. The Bible said, and after these things, he went forth and saw a publican, not a Republican, a publican. Named Levi, actually a publican, was a tax collector, sitting at the receipt of customs, and he said unto him, follow me. Simple invitation. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples. And by the way, we've got that crowd around today. Saying this, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? Here's where I'm going in the message today. And Jesus answered and said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they are that are sick. Look what he says. I came not to call the righteous, but hear me, but sinners to repentance. Now, I'll try to be brief in my introduction. It was going to be a little lengthier, but let me give you a little bit of it. When Jesus came into this world as the Jewish Messiah, they expected him and they expected a king. Why the Jews reject Jesus today is because they're looking for a Messiah that will come down and destroy Caesar, that will come down and they and rule and reign. And by the way, can I say this to you? He is going to do that. But he did not come the first time to do that. Somebody help me preach. In the book of Luke, we see the phrase, the son of man. It's mentioned 25 times in the book of Luke. And in Matthew, it pictures the Messiah, the writings of Matthew. Mark is the servant and John, deity. But I love Luke because he pictures, and Luke was a physician, so he pictures Jesus as a man, as the Son of Man. And by the way, I am glad that Jesus was placed in the womb of Mary by Almighty God and conceived by the Holy Spirit. Somebody ought to say right, amen right there. And by the way, he did not come demanding worship the first time. But the next time, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We see in the first part of the chapter, he's starting to call his team. He called Peter. He told Peter to go out and cast his net on the other side. He'd feast all night. By the way, without Jesus, you can't do anything. And he cast his net on the right. He told him to go back and cast his net on the right side. Man, they had two ships. Them things started to sink and the net started to break. I want you to know, when Jesus gets in your life, things happen. God blesses. Hallelujah. Man, I've been saved 48 years today, and I want to tell you, he changes your life. Amen. Then we go on, he heals the leper. He heals this man that's sick of palsy. Man, I love that story. I could almost preach. That's my favorite story in the Bible, how four guys went up a wall, tore a roof down, put him down inside, and Jesus met his needs. Amen. Hallelujah. Now Jesus is meeting a man who is a publican. Now we have folks here, right there's a guy works for the IRS. We have another man right back there work for the IRS. You ain't like these guys. These guys were cheats. These guys offered high, made people pay a lot more than they're supposed to pay so they could get their cut. Then they took it to Caesar. They were wicked. And by the way, everybody hated them. Now, no offense, we still don't like taxes. Amen. Amen. And by the way, they were all upset that Jesus would stoop as low to talk to a sinner and talk to a cheat. How many glad this morning that he stooped real low and came where you were and saw your needs. Thank God for him this morning. Somebody help me. I feel some preach coming on this old man today. Amen. See, we get caught up in religion. And I want all y'all to know, this 21st century religion is not really what they're putting out in the New Testament. Now, I believe what we're doing is the same, but most churches don't preach old-timey religion and old-timey salvation. It just ain't happening. Amen. They try to fire up sinners. We try to reform sinners. Sinners can't be reformed. They got to be transformed. They're sick people. They're dead people. They're hell-bound people. Somebody help me. But I want you to know, that's where all y'all were one day. Praise God. Now, I'm skipping a little bit of that, and I'm going to give you the message. I try to get the points out, because that's where the heart of what I want to say. I want you to notice, first of all, in verse 27, if you got your Bibles, y'all got them here yet, don't you? And after these things, now what things? He had just done that healing. In verse 26, he said they saw strange things. You know what? Can I say this to you? Don't get shook up about this. But if you are worshiping the old-fashioned way, this world thinks you're strange. They think we're a bunch of cuckoo puffs. They think we're nuts. Somebody help me preach. Am I preaching? Let me notice five things, but I'm going to just do the ones I know I need to get to. First of all, verse 27, the Savior's invitation. After these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi. He's also named Matthew, sitting at the receipt of customs. Here's simply what he said to him. And he said unto him, follow me. Now, I like that thought. He said he went forth. He didn't stay around in one place very much. His duty, his job was to go out and get sinners. Somebody help me preach. And I like what it says here. And he saw He looked at this publican. He saw him. Come on now. He saw his cheating. You know, I'm going to tell y'all something. I hope I don't offend anybody in Trees Valley Baptist Church. Sometimes we get guilty of looking down on people who have the scars of the world on them. Maybe they're full of, you know, they're full of tattoos and full of nose rings and full of, and their hair looks spooky. And we look down on them. But outside the grace of God, we'd have been worse than all of them. Somebody help me preach. See, Jesus didn't care who he reached. And by the way, a five-year-old child just as lost as a maniac from Gadara. This makes me feel good. Savior's invitation, he looked. He saw him. Somebody, I'll take a trip around this church. How many glad for the day he looked your way? I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to preach sovereignty and responsibility all one chapter. I want y'all to know something. Get it plain. We didn't initiate our salvation. God looked our way. I mean, we're sinners. We wasn't looking to him. He, but thank God he looked for us. And obviously he loved him. You say, well, he didn't know him. I don't, whether he knew him or not, he loved him. I want you to know, before the foundation of the world, God loved you. Upon the cross, God's Son loved you. Holy Spirit of God loves you. Somebody help me preach. Whew. If I could borrow your time a little bit. Come on now. Can I say just a few things to you? See, God is looking for you. God loves you. And he longs for you. You know what he longed for? He longed for you the day that you repent of your sin and come to Christ as Savior. Amen. That's what he longed for. I guess today's a special day. It's 48 years ago.
Yes, sir.
I found out, whoa, a God that had looked for me and a God that loved me and a God that longed for me. Well, Lord, somebody ought to say amen and hallelujah and praise God and have a little spell. Don't you remember when Jesus invited you to God? And if you're here lost today, he's inviting you to God.
Amen.
But here's most of my preaching to be on this point. I want you to notice this is important. Salvation's initiation. I want y'all to know, Levi did not initiate it. No. Jesus initiated this conversation.
Amen.
He said, follow me. First of all, this had to happen. For Levi to follow him, and by the way, Levi didn't know where he's going. Levi didn't know he was going to write one of the main books in the Bible. He didn't know any of that. 28 or 48 years ago, I did not know that I'd be pastor of a great church. I didn't know I was going to get called to preach. All I knew is I was a sinner and lost and hellbound. And he said, follow me. In essence, this is what he was saying. You got to have faith in my word. Somebody help me. You said, what word are you talking about? Romans 3:23, all sin comes short of the glory of God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Which word are you talking about? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God drave him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Which word are you talking about? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand, for the Father that gave me is greater than all. And I and the Father are one. I probably butchered that up, but it was pretty good anyway. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt shalt be saved. Salvation, there's no other name given among men that whereby you must be saved. Jesus said, what were you talking about? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said the wages is, or Paul said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Right, Romans 5:8, but God commended his love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Titus 2:16, for the grace of God appeareth unto all men. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Somebody help me preach. 1 Peter chapter 1, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but by incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Romans 10:17, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You say, how's that all happen? Here's how it happened. You got to hear, and then the Holy Ghost. Now, I didn't say all that there, but another passage said, no man can come to God unless he's been drawn. See, the Holy Ghost enlightens you. The Holy Ghost comes on you, reveals the Word of God in you. Somebody help me preach. Then secondly, now let me show you some responsibility. Savior's initiation, faith in his word. Look here, look. How many's there? Look at verse 28. Will y'all read this with me? Come on now. The first phrase, he and he what? Say it again. By the way, if you ever get hooked unto Jesus, you'll have no problem forsaking the world. See, here's the problem of 21st century Christianity. There ain't much conviction in it. And there ain't no repentance in it. What is forsaking all? It's repenting. The Thessalonians was an example. It said they turned to God from their idols to serve the living God. Listen to me. The idols of materialism, the idols of alcohol, the idols of drugs, the idols of pornography, the idols of women, the idols of materialism, the idols of humanism. We got to turn for our sin and turn to a living God. That's repentance. Amen.
That's good preaching.
And I got to be honest with you. Here's what the modern Christianity is made up of. Mostly fleshly Christians and people who think they're saved that never really had bought in. And all they got's religion without Jesus. Somebody help me. Hey, I want you to know something. I want to tell all y'all the truth about it. When I got saved, January 31st, I repented. And I had in my pocket what you call ball tickets, gambling tickets in my pocket. I worked for my daddy. I went home and told my dad I got saved. You want to ain't told me, Lois? Well, how about the ball tickets you got? Can I look at them? I threw them down and wept and went in the back room. He opened them up and I had $1,000 winner. He come in there and he said, you just won $1,000. I said, I don't want that money anymore. And you know what he said when he saw, heard me say that, Michael? What happened to you tonight? I said, Daddy, I don't know all about it, but I got saved tonight. And by the way, it worked. It worked out pretty good because a couple years later, he was one of my first converts in my first Baptist church. And by the way, he repented of his sin, gave up his alcohol business. Somebody, you said, I want to have, there is something about real repentance.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody help me.
Come on.
Man, when I got saved, I repented. I quit drinking, but back to the story. Now, I won't lie to you. I'm still in the flesh. I'm still in the flesh. Well, it don't make no sense. I mean, I was in the flesh yet. Tell you what I done. February 1st, one day saved. I was out Bill Lamont was with me checking CT tags on pipes. And it was February, cold. And I dropped one of them on my hand. And I want to tell all that, what did I cuss. You said, you're saved. You shouldn't cuss. Well, I did. But hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. I cussed the day before and it didn't bother me. And I cussed the day before that and it didn't bother me. But I felt, I'll be honest with you, I run to the office just before cell phones. Got on the phone, called Herman Haynes. And I said, Herman, am I lost? I just cussed. And I told him the word. I won't tell you. It's awful. He said, no, 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 no. He said, just repent. You'll be all right. Just repent, and I'll explain all this to you when we get to see you Wednesday night. Can I tell you something, friend? When Jesus came into my life, I forsook all. I ain't telling you I was 100% right. I'm still not 100% right. I get thoughts in my head. I want to knock a knot on people's head that Oral Roberts can't pray off. Sometimes I like to kick people right in the jaw. Sometimes I like to take church members who's lazy and lethargic, ain't worth a nickel, and throw them out. You say, why don't you? Because I'm saved. I'm only going to get 3 points if you didn't know that. Now here, right here. Then here's what Jesus said to him. He said, follow me. You know what he done? He rose up and followed him. Now I want y'all to know something. Matthew did not know that he was going to be the writer of Matthew. Here's the problem with us today. Okay, I'll follow him. As long as I know where that's going to lead me. I didn't know. I thought, you know, you get called to be a preacher, a reverend, that everybody liked that cat. I didn't know everybody going to hate people like me. I didn't know I was going to be persecuted for the faith. I didn't know I was going to have hateful church members sometimes. No, y'all's the cream of the crop. And I didn't know I was going to have all that. But see, I didn't ask God for the details. I just followed him. Here's what some of y'all's problem is. You're trying to find out all the details, and what he wants you to do is follow him. Now, I know it's, I'm still going to preach a little more. Now, I am coming, boy. Look at verse 29. I want you to notice, this guy who just got saved is now becoming a soul winner. And I noticed the soul winner's implementation. He's going to implement something. Look what it says. First of all, Levi made a great feast for him, for Jesus. Somebody help me preach. When he got saved, he started becoming a blessing to the Lord. Can I ask you a question? Are you a blessing to the Lord or a blight? And Bible says that I'll bless the Lord at all times. So he made Jesus a feast. I believe he made him the best roast in the house. I believe he made him the best potatoes in the house. By the way, I think once you get saved, he deserves your best. My Lord, look what he done for you. Don't he deserve your best? Your best church attendance? Hey, by the way, this virus is driving people crazy. They're crazy. We're all healthy. Man. He does your best attendance, best tithe, best offering, best soul winning, best attendance. Everything ought to be the best.
Amen. Come on, preacher.
No. Not only did he call Jesus, he called his buddies. Now, I don't know if y'all got this, but he was burdened for the lost. Yeah, he was. He brought his buddies. Look at verse 29. His buddies came, his friends. See, what he wanted to do, he wanted his old friends to meet his new friend. First 7 people I led to the Christ. You said, how'd you do it? I just told my testimony and read John 3:16 because I didn't know anything else. You say, well, you didn't give them enough. Oh, yeah, I did. They still in church. Somebody help me preach. You know what? Super Bowl's coming. You say, are you going to watch it? Are you going to be calling up for it? Yeah, I'm going to watch it. Are you idiot? I'm going to watch Kansas City beat Tampa Bay. Sure. I'll tell you the score next week. But hold on a minute. You know what some of you need to do? If you got some sinner friends, don't go out and buy beer now. Get them, come up to your house. See, we don't want to be of the world, but ain't nothing wrong bringing the world to you as long as you lay the guidelines. Won't you bring some? Hey, I'll tell you what you do. Bring some of your sinner friends to watch Super Bowl and have one of my staff, if you can't do it, come up and do a devotion at halftime, turn that filth off. Or you young people. You young people. I'll tell you what you do. Y'all PlayStation guys and all that junk you would do. Why don't you have a PlayStation day for all your sinner friends and all your friends, a tournament, and invite Pastor John to do the devotion. Don't tell him I'm coming. Don't tell him anything about it. You said that's deceitful. Well, once in a while I am that way. Let me tell you something. We all ought to have a heart and try to reach every sinner we can in any way we can. Hey, how many of y'all, when you got saved, wanted to tell somebody else? I'll be done. I'm going to give y'all the last 2 points, but I ain't going to preach them, okay? Oh, man. Some of them ain't as spiritual as you are, okay? The scoffers, indignation. Look what the scoffer said. Well, John Smith paraphrasing, he's eating with sinners. They had an inflation of their self. And they had the ignorance of sin. They were wicked as the devil. You know the people I can't stand the most? Y'all want to hear it? I can take lost people because they're supposed to act like that. But I can't take these that looking down their nose Christians that think they're the gift of everything and they know it all. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, we do not know it all, but I do know one thing. Lost people need somebody to give them the gospel. I don't care if people scoff or not. Then salvation's information. I think it's the last point. I might have that wrong. No, I'm sorry. The statement's information. The statement is this: I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And the plainness of his conversion. I'm going to tell you, how many believe that's plain? In the room, how many believe that's plain? He didn't come and call good people, moral people. He came to call sinners to repentance. Now, if you're here tonight, today and you're a sinner, he wants you to repent. He wants you to come to Christ. If he's working on you and convicting you, that means he's revealing himself to you. And you come to Christ today. Don't die and go to hell. He does have a big purpose for you. Stand up. And if you haven't been a soul winner, you ought to come up here and repent and ask God to help you. Stand with me. Whew. Right now, when I ask how many of you know for sure if you die today, you're not 100% sure you're going to heaven. Raise your hand high. Hold them up. Okay, thank you. How many not sure you're saved? Just not sure. But you really like to get in on Jesus. Would you slip your hand up and say, pray for me? I'm not a Christian. I don't know for sure, but I want to be. I see that hand. Somebody else? Somebody else? How many here, you're saved, but you're backslidden. You're not where you ought to be with God. Slip up your hand and say, pray for me. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. You know, look, can I talk to you? God wants you back. Why don't y'all just come? I'm going to pray for y'all. And come around here and get back to God, our Father. Lord, we have folks here that know they're backslidden. Lord, help them come forward and get back to God. People here that's lost, I pray for that one that raised her hand. But Lord, I can't do your job. The Holy Spirit's got to do that. But I have given them the word. God, touch them today. In Jesus' name, for his sake, amen.